I'm very nervous. Please excuse my pronunciation in English because it's not my first language. So no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. This had also been my case until a year ago. Being born and brought up in a country where 90% of the population is Christian Orthodox, I've made contact with Orthodox practices, and by this I mean visiting the church twice a year, on Christmas and Easter, and I was asking to kiss icon without being explained why I had to do it. My mother will often say that during certain Orthodox celebration it is good to do certain thing or another, or on the contrary, it is not good. I was again without being told why. In a way, I knew that God exists. He can see me, that he can hear me, and he knows everything about me. I felt his presence in my life all the time, although I did not realize how he works. I did not know much about Jesus Christ, and those ideas that I had about him were taken from movies. I did not know why he had to die and what his death had that to do with me. I thought he'd die like a martyr, like many others martyr, because of his beliefs. All my idea about belief, about God, about Jesus Christ, about what is going to happen after our physical death, were cliches, which I use every time one of the subjects was discussed. I thought that I was not necessary to know details, to look at the source, the Bible, because I knew the essential, and that was enough for me in order to have a special relationship with God. Superstition and the Orthodox tradition controlled me, were part of my life, part of me. Many times I will meet people on the streets that were giving a religious lift, people that were talking about Jesus Christ and how we can change he can change our lives and how we can be happy beside him, but I was not paying attention, also due to the cliche that I had in my mind. I was reading many of those leaves, but they were not making me feel in any way. Nothing was moving my stony heart. I thought I was a good person. I was not harming anybody, hence there was no need to atone and be forgiven for my sins. I did not see the sins in my life. I did not feel that I was doing something wrong. Now, looking back, I know that I needed atonement and forgiveness, that Jesus Christ was knocking on the door of my heart and I was refusing to open, in order I was a sinner. He never left me. Sorry. He was beside me in all of the moments of my life. He was there and saved me from drowning when I was 9. By sending a man to get me out of the water. When I had my first deception in love, when I had an immoral life working in bars in Japan, when I met my husband, when I gave birth, when I remained alone with a 1-month-old baby, and when everybody was trying to convince me to give up marriage. He was there helping me make the right decision, giving me strength and protection. He was also in the one who ceded my wishes to remain with my husband, so this is how I came in the UK after a very difficult year. Here I had a very difficult time trying to get used to this country, the language, life, but mainly had to rediscover my husband. He was a completely different person from that what I had known. He was always telling me about Jesus Christ and God. How he changed, how he was born again, how he was happy and did not feel any burden, how he was free and many more. I am embarrassed now to admit that I thought he was crazy. I was very confused because I didn't know who is this new person, and I did not know what happened to him. After some time, he asked me to come as well at the gathering, and because I did not want to create tension between us, I accepted. For a long time, I was coming here just for him, and most of the times I did not understand anything, but I was surprised to hear that the message was the same as the one I heard on those people on the streets in Romania. In time, I started to understand the ceremonies, listened to various testimonials and recorded ceremonies. I started to come to church because of my thirst for knowledge. I started to see changes in my life, my way of thinking, view of life, the world, the spiritual life. The Holy Spirit was working, was shaking me and made my heart melt so that I can allow Jesus Christ in it. I started to put my trust in Him and give up putting my trust in people or in my own power because I realized I can't do anything without Him. Last year, when we went in holiday, the big change happened, my wish to surrender my life to Jesus. It all happened on a normal day, in a normal moment, when I was in the park with the children and I heard a conversation between a man and a woman. I do not remember what they were talking about, but their language and their attitude were very bad. That moment, I had a strong feeling of disgust and sickness and a strong wish to give up such a life. My first thought was that I did not want to lead a life like that anymore, and I had to follow Jesus. Later on that day, I spoke to Florian. I told him all I felt, and for the first time in my life, I had tears of happiness. I then expressed my wish to be baptized, and today I live this moment. I know that by doing this, I'm taking the biggest responsibility of my life, but I am happy that Jesus chose me to belong to Him. I now understand His sacrifice. I know He died because my sins, so that I can be saved, so that I can stand before God without being punished for what I did. I know that I will be with Him forever. Now, I am like a newborn who begins life and needs to learn everything. This is how I begin my Christian life, and I put all my hopes in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will help me grow closer to Him, to develop, to use the gift that I was given and tell everyone the good news, that Jesus died so that we can be saved.